Secretary Bombeck chose the recently expanded Teal Plastics plant as the backdrop for his upbeat description of the progress the Walker administration is making in creating jobs. Teal employs about 170 line workers and dozens of engineers. The plant's quality management director, Joel Sengson, says it's outfitted with the latest in computerized plastics extrusion technology.
It's a real high-volume environment in healthcare where we make sometimes millions and billions of parts annually in healthcare products.
Products like intravenous drip tubes and plastic swab handles used by doctors to swab throats to check for strep infections. Those swabs used to be made out of birch at a now shuttered wood processing plant in Rhinelander. Teal isn't hiring right now, but if they were, the jobs would be listed on the state's employment website, along with the 34,000 job openings now available in Wisconsin. Secretary Bombeck says he wants to use that website to put some of the 120,000 people now getting unemployment checks back to work.
On this website, we can have people fill out what their experience has been, so we can connect people to open and available jobs. The next step for us is to build our unemployment system around this concept. So when you apply for unemployment, you give us some information about either a resume or what your skill set is so that jobs come in, we can start emailing you.
The state's unemployment rate continues to hover between 7 and 8%, but Baumbach believes improving the communication between tech schools, employers, and workers will put it on a downward path. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.